And I guess we'll go ahead and break in here, folks. Yeah. Once again, this is Republic of Texas Radio on RBN, and it is April 14th, 2024. What's coming, folks? I don't know. Pardon? Okay. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, Sam just broke into my ear. Sorry, folks. You know, this is kind of a disjointed show. You know, I didn't have any material prepped or anything. Actually, I think Andy's trying to call a young friend of mine who wanted to come on and talk on the radio, and if I would have known Steve wasn't going to be here, I would have set him up, and a very intelligent young man. You know, this is a young man who won't really have to worry about a lot. You know, he's got some very, if you want to say privileged, but this is a smart young man, good young man. I don't know if we'll have him on this week, maybe next week. He wants to come on and talk about what he sees, you know, going to college, and just from a young perspective, you know, it ought to be very interesting. Anyway, Art, I hear you're still on, and you got anything to finish up with here?
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention was you had said something about Build Back Better, and it got me thinking. Do you remember years they used to constantly use? Oh, there we go. I didn't know I'd been disconnected. Yeah, you mentioned earlier about Build Back Better, and it got me thinking. Do you remember back years ago they used to use this term called nation building?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to tell everybody, do you know what that means? And they would say, building a nation? And I would always respond with, how are you going to build a nation when one already exists? And they would look at me kind of dumbfounded, and they wouldn't understand what I was saying. And I would say, in order to build a nation in, let's say, Beirut, you first have to dismantle that nation.
Right.
You have to take it down, because you can't build something when something already exists.
You're right. You're right, and that's that to me. I mean, we'll build back better. That was Biden's thing. We'll build back better. Wait a minute, that insinuates that you have to tear something down. You know,
yes.
I mean, that was like what was Obama's thing?
Brought to you by Halliburton.
We can do it or something.
Yeah. Brought to you by Halliburton.
Brought to you by Halliburton and Company. Yeah, absolutely.
No, brought to you by Pfizer.
Anyway, with all of this stuff that's, my word to people is, with all this stuff that's happening, don't be surprised if we see more of this, because I'm a little winded, I had to go out and haul some water. In order for them to finish doing what they're doing, they have to tear down a lot more. So just expect more of this to come, and
go,
be ready for it.
No, but Art, what can we expect besides any of this stuff? All they're doing is building back better. Or they're not actually building anything. They're just tearing stuff down right now. Building back better is coming, what, I don't know, 15 years from now? They might start rebuilding stuff. That right now they're in the teardown mode. Look at all the food processors and stuff that they've gotten rid of, and all the cows, and now they're coming up with this bird flu, and you don't know if your bird
they
has
just
flu.
Killed off. They just killed off thousands more poultry because of this bird flu. I mean, and it's almost like every 2 or 3 years we hear about an outbreak of bird flu, and now they have to slaughter all of these birds, and people wonder why the cost of food is going up. Well, when you kill off all your layers, of course the cost of your eggs is going to go up. It's supply and demand.
You know what we need to do? We just need to vote them out.
Yes, let's vote them out.
Yeah,
right. We can do it.
Yeah, that's going to work.
If we just focus real hard, we can vote them out.
Om Hare Krishna, hippie, hippie.
We're hitting a real sore subject for me. I get so tired of you know, I listen to people that I know are intelligent, and they say, well, you just need to go down to your county school board and vote in, you know, the right school board and the right county commissioners and everything. And I'm like, apparently you don't live where I am, because I've been involved in this crap and I've seen the shenanigans that go on. And I know, folks, what's coming is inevitable. You know, God bless you if you're fighting against it any way you can, but save some of your energy for what's going to happen.
Well,
because
you
ain't going to vote them out. I'm sorry.
Whenever people try to tell me about this vote them out crap, I look at them and tell them, look, if you're talking about federal elections, you can forget it, because you can vote all day long. It doesn't matter. It's not who votes, it's who counts the vote, and that's how it's going to work out. The only votes I believe that are making any difference right now are your local jurisdictions, like your sheriff, your mayor, your county commissioner.
And that depends on where you are, which is why I can't give solutions, and I will not give solutions, because everyone lives in a different environment. I can tell you in my county, they actually did a study, and my county had more millionaires per capita, not more millionaires, but more millionaires per capita for the people that live in this county, more millionaires per capita than any other place except for Washington, D.C. The newspaper here actually went and had a study done. More millionaires per capita than any other place than Washington, D.C.
That's
yes,
insane.
Yes, sir, it is. It's totally freaking insane.
Fredericksburg is not a big city.
Community.
No, it's
Fredericksburg
not.
Is not a big
people.
City. Yeah, no. That's what we got in Washington, Georgia, 10,000 people.
Well, hey, Art, look at it this way, too. You can't vote your way out of this. You know why? Because the Democrat and the Republican, which are the only two people you can vote for, they're of the same ticket.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who gets elected in. You're Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. They probably have
no. Hey, guys, Ron Paul's going to save us. And I heard Ron Paul, I believe, was it on Alex Jones? He said, hey, Ron, he said, man, you had the money bombs going. You had everyone behind you. You had, you know, the nation behind you. People were listening
to
you.
They'll kill you.
And Ron Paul says, oh, no, if I would have won, they would have killed me.
You know how I knew Ron Paul wasn't serious?
Because he'd been there for 20 years and nothing had ever changed. He was
no,
Dr. No.
Nothing.
No, that's not how I knew that he was not serious about trying to be president. I knew he was not serious about trying to be president when there was all those dead people in New Hampshire and South Carolina voted, and he never said a word about dead people voting. That's when I knew that he was not serious about trying to be president.
Okay. So now
he was just playing a game.
And I'll tell you why Rand Paul is not serious. His son is not serious. What happened? All the stuff that's going on in our world, the southern border, COVID-19. What did Rand Paul do? He pulled Fauci in there and grilled Fauci, and nothing ever came of it. But that's the only thing he did. Now, let's just look at Congress right now. You got 535 idiots up there supposedly representing us, and these people, not one of them has put a bill. Even if they did, then dude would just, Biden would just veto it. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But the point is that they've never even wrestled up a bill to save the people, to stop the tyranny, to do anything. These people are for show. We got to get over the notion that we think we have a government. There's no government anymore. We don't have a government. We're under an agenda. We're living in an agenda. Guess what? People, all these Jewish people, let's call them Jews if that's who they are, they own the monetary system of the world, and so therefore they own the world. And so it doesn't. Rothschild said, "Give me control of any country's monetary system, and I care not who makes the law.
I care
not." And that's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at, Art. And so people think that we can vote our way out of this, or we can find some candidate. Well, Donald Trump, if he gets in, he's going to kick all these migrants out, or illegals.
Drain the swamp.
But people are still believing in that. It's hopium, and it's not there. We're not in the government. They're for show right now. It's an agenda. The people who own the world, they literally own the world.
Let me ask you a question, Andy. Let me ask you a question, Andy. Because I agree, we're not going to vote these people out. There's nothing's going to happen with the vote on a federal level of any kind. So how do you feel about the Convention of States, the movement for a Convention of States, Article 5?
Oh, hey, Art, so I think we're well past any kind of anything on paper, things that we can do or we should do or possibly could do. I think we're beyond that. I think it's just a matter of the people are alive and the government is rogue. Here's a statement for you. When the government stops representing the people, it's not your government anymore. It's your enemy.
No.
And that's where we're at right now.
How about this, guys? They all have these campaign slogans. Do you remember what Obama's campaign slogan was? Hope and change. What more two innocuous words that you could put any meaning to, depending on how you felt? What two more words that have no actual meaning? Hope and change.
And all he did was left people hoping for a change. That was it. Anyway, I want to thank
what
you guys
kind of change, my friend? What kind of change?
I want to thank you guys
change
for taking
to
my
what?
Call. And
they never said change to what. They just said hope and change. Make America great
again.
Well,
don't forget, 5 days before the election, Obama did say we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States
fundamentally
of America.
Transforming.
And look
yes.
at yeah. and look at what's
and,
happened.
And yep. he was part of the underground, the Weather Underground unit back in the 80s when he said that we'll have to
yeah,
kill
he was,
50
million.
That was his mentor, yes.
He was a disciple of Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That was his mentor,
exactly.
Bill
thanks,
Ayers,
Art.
Yes.
Hey, Art, have
anyway,
a good day, my
thanks,
friend.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day, and
right.
looking forward to the next callers.
Thank you for your disgust, Art. Yes. I don't
should
know
have
if
been
we
service,
had any other
I
callers
think,
on or not, but I had a few.
And all he did was left people hoping for change.
Okay, we got Dave in New York.
Let's go,
on.
Dave.
Yeah, let's go.
Hello, yes, good morning. I'm surprised you're not in church. Neither am I.
Oh, no, we do that regularly here.
All right, well, yeah, there's a church service I attend in the afternoon, early evening. Anyway, but that's a real one, I think, not like... I mean, these American churches are so disgusting.
Tell me about it. Come on,
yeah,
Dave.
I mean,
tell us all
money.
About it.
They speak from their mind. They speak from their mind. They don't speak from the spirit. It's all in their mind, and they've made up different ideas like the pre-trib rapture and all this stuff. And there's contrary statements. You know, they ignore various passages. They don't deal with the whole counsel of God. They like to read a verse many times. I mean, many of them do. They make a doctrine based on one verse. This is a foolishness. And but I didn't even call in to say about that. But
Dave, real quick on this point. You know, the last time, you know, I'm here in a town where my great great grandfather was the first Lutheran minister at Holy Ghost Lutheran Church. The last time I went to service, you know, you go into service, they hand out this little pamphlet, you know, the order of service and everything, you know, what songs and hymns you're going to sing and what they're going to talk about. But, you know, I was probably the only one that flipped it over to the back, and I look at the bottom of it, and it says, copyrighted by the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. So even the pastors on the pulpit are being told what to do. It's all controlled, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, did you watch that Woo's News video on Capitol riots in 889 angles? The long version was about an hour and 56 minutes. The short version was maybe an hour and 12 minutes. After watching that, of course, they go over this James O'Keefe guy. They got Alex Jones. They said they used a crane to put him up on the pallets and get him down. I mean, because he's so fat. Yeah, they're kind of making fun of him. But, you know, all this controlled stuff, they even showed that Trump... They even deprecated Trump as being part of this all cabal play act that's being played out. And I think that is a very, to me, it was a very penetrating view. And the guy was neutral on Trump, Biden, Republican, Democrat.
So he's very Dave.
Yeah.
So, Dave, so would you vote for Donald Trump? Who his words about the Israeli-Palestine war, it's not Hamas war. Forget Hamas.
It's
not even
joke.
There. Have you ever, But would you support a president? No, let me throw out the question real quick. No. Don't be sorry. It's okay. Everything's fine. But would you support a president who said Israel needs to finish the job? That's what his flipping entire insight over what's going on in Palestine or in Gaza. Israel needs to finish the job. I support Israel 100%. So
the problem here is the scripture again says, cursed is every man that trusted in man and in the arm of the flesh. Listen, Trump is not the savior coming to Washington. Even if he comes and retakes over with the military, it's going to be a farce. Everyone's going to be fooled, because it says in Psalms 2, verse 4, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Folks, we're being fooled by all this stuff. As the host, sorry, I forgot your name. Steve.
I'm Andy.
The other guy.
It's Andy with me right now, Dave.
Alan, the other guy
isn't there. Well, Alan, I think you said earlier, you said the solution isn't us going out and doing all these things and struggling and trying to unravel all of the evil that's in the earth and understand it. We're to be wise as serpents, but we cannot focus entirely on unraveling the evil on the earth. We realize it's there. We realize that all of these guys, as I was told by a spirit-filled preacher, all of these people have sold their souls to the devil to get in these political positions, etc. I mean, virtually, that is the nature of this. That's the nature of music. That's the nature of movie stars. And we instead could spend any amount of our time we choose to get closer to God and to study His Word, and that again, that is what's going to that's what's going to get us through these things. God is going to get us through this because there's so much confusion. He that sits in the heavens will laugh. He has everyone in derision. They're coming up every different topic. There's two different opinions, both of which they believe are supported. Sorry.
Dave, if I can break in here real quick, y'all know my views on organized religion. You know, you say the word. Well, you know that book was written, printed by man. If you don't know who you are inside,
I love you,
thump yourself on the chest and say, "Who am I? I should not need a book or
exactly.
a pastor in a pulpit telling me who I am." If you don't know who you are inside, you're being manipulated.
And Dave, let me add to that real quick. So organized religion, what is that? It's a control mechanism, just like organized school. You send your kids to school. It's a pattern. It's all about teaching you how to live in their world. And what we really need to do is get outside these people's world. We don't want to live in this world anymore. I think that's
the point. Don't look for an external source to tell you who you are.
And if you know that, then you can get outside of this world. We don't need religion. We don't need, you might need the book. I'm not saying the book is bad. And Alan just made a very good point that it was written by man. And a lot of it was written 300 years after it happened. So how much faith can you put into something like that? I don't know. Look, I'm not testing anybody's religion here, but my religion is me. I'm alive on a planet that I didn't ask to be on, and here I am. And so I'm going to live my life, and I don't need any outside excursions from anybody, whether it be a religion or a government or whatever. All I want to do is live. And what I found out is that I can't do that. There's somebody nosing into my jurisdiction of my
they
life.
They never
my
leave
little
you alone.
World.
You're right.
Exactly, and no matter what I do, I can't get around somebody else trying to control me. And so that's why I don't like religion.
I would say that, you know, let the wheat grow up with the tares until the time of harvest. So in these areas where the Bible is preached and the Word of God doesn't come back to him void, that people are reached at a certain level. But like you say, they're also controlled by all of these weeds that are growing around them that keep them in these boxes. Andy, you're trying to live outside of the box. There's many of us that believe that you need to include Christ somehow in this whole thing. You know, you make your own choices. Weren't you near death a couple of years ago and had nobody to help you?
Shit, you've been listening.
I remember that.
Excuse the language.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You were listening back then. Yeah, I was. I was in the hospital for 9 days.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I didn't come to Jesus moment. You know what? I had an epiphany before that. Before any of that happened, I had a word with God. And I don't know, I really did. And it wasn't a religious God. It was just a guy who, he was almost like a repair guy for your house when I met him. And I did meet him. I actually did meet him. But was it real? I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, you're right. There is something outside of the box. But I'll tell you straight up, we don't need anybody to find that outside of the box moment. What we need is everybody to realize that, like Alan just said, we need to realize that we are individuals. You are who you are inside of you. And then the rest comes. Alan feels a connection to something higher than himself, but he doesn't want to go to church.
That God created him, and that there's, you know, they gave him something. So,
well, do you have a choice? Do you have a choice? No, we're here. Okay, we're here. So somebody created us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not this thing where we came out of the ocean and we swam on the. We actually were able to grow lungs and stuff, and then we evolved. I don't think that's it. It could be. I don't know. Because
I'm eternal, that I've always existed like God did. But I also don't have the impression necessarily that there hasn't been reincarnation type things or whatever. I don't know about that.
Oh,
you know,
so
things,
let me throw this at you. Okay, do you listen to Max Egan at all?
I've heard of Max Egan. I've barely ever listened to him, I think, once or twice.
So let me throw this at you. So he has a philosophy that when you have a deja vu, you're actually, if you've ever had a deja vu,
it's an actual thought.
You've been there before, you've done this before, and you're like, wow, I've been here and I've done this. Okay, so his philosophy, perhaps, is that we keep living our lives over again. So when you die, you're going to be reborn as the same person you were, and you're going to have to do it all over again. And the reason that you have these deja vus is because you've already done this before. And the thing is that he's thinking maybe you get off this planet because you beat the system. You finally realize all these deja vus and stuff. You actually, somebody comes together and you figure it out. Well, wait. This is what I should be doing. And therein lies how we get off this planet.
You're talking other planes of existence. You're getting into, like, Carlos Castaneda and the teachings of Don Juan, a yucky way of knowledge.
Yes, I am.
You know,
I don't know.
Do we know everything? If you presume to know who God is, what God wants, that puts you, that kind of makes yourself a small g god, you know?
Exactly.
I live my life, and I know who I am, and I don't look for external sources to tell me who I am and what I have to do, which is why I hate governments.
Well, what you're saying. I have to go off to church and get back on the level here. I'm just joking.
Hey, take care, Dave. Yeah, thank you
for the
call.
No. I got one more thing to
Dave,
say.
Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. Let Dave finish off here. We're about at the bottom of the hour. Let Dave finish off, Andy, and we'll go on.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, I just want to bring up a bad topic. He has them all in derision. You know, I studied the science of viruses and stuff, and there's ample evidence in 2 million papers. None of this stuff gets refuted, but yet there's this no virus theory going around, and I think it's being allowed that people are going off into many confusing directions in every aspect here, and this is very it's very end time like. I mean, I would say the playbook of end times we should consider. Gaza There's a war in Gaza. That's in Ezekiel. That's in Zechariah. There is a seven-year peace treaty. That's in Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy. There's various things. These may be insights for us to watch. What it means, we will see. But I'm not predicting.
Hey, but real quick, before you go, Dave.
On the subject of viruses, see, I've played with the electron microscopes and everything, and I've seen lots of pictures, and I've made my own pictures, you know, through a scanning electron microscope or a transmission electron microscope, and I've never seen a free-range virus. Every virus I've ever seen has been attached to a cell. Is it exosomes? Is it a cell pooping out bad DNA, you know, into the environment? I don't know, but I have never experienced a free-range virus. Granted, this was 35 years ago when I was playing with the electron microscopes and everything, but that's just my experience. Am I 100% yes or no? No. I will say that.
I look at the literature publications and try to refute the crystallography and the cryo-electron images and stuff like that. That's the real evidence they have. Yeah.
Last thing I'll say to you, Dave, is the Bible a blueprint or is it prophecy?
Right. You're right. That's the right question to ask.
Right. I mean, question everything. Know who you are inside yourself without an external source telling you who you have to be. That's all I ask. And I know some of the RBN, you know, family realize that. And what I'm saying, know who you are inside yourself without an external source of any kind, be it government or religion, telling you who you are and what you need to believe and who you are. Know inside your own body who you are. Am I good or am I evil? Well, you know, that's very objective too, or subjective rather. You know, however you want to take it. You know who you are inside yourself. That's all I ask.
Yes, I think the good thing is your show goes into the philosophical level of things, and I don't see other shows actually going out in this dimension. So I'm rather amazed to become aware that of the value of what the way you're thinking and talking here.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and go on with your
thanks
day. And we're about at the bottom of the hour here. No, Dave, and we appreciate you. I love my RBN family, you know, because
we actually think.
Thank you, man.
Okay, take care.
All right. Hey, okay. Thanks, Dave. Really, it was a good conversation. So, Alan, the world's stuck on stupid. We're stuck on trying to figure out why the world's stuck on stupid. But
no,
we're here.
Andy, the world has become a digital moron. I'm sorry. Their computers and their smartphones think for them. You know, I miss human interaction, Andy, so badly. When you use the phone just to call, you know, someone to call you, hey, you want to go fishing in the morning? Yeah, I'll be there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, just a landline.
And you didn't have a bass fishing app on your smartphone to tell you where to throw your lure at to catch a big bass. You knew it because you learned it, you know, on your own, through your own interaction with nature. No, I'm not a Gaia worshiper, but I've been in nature my whole life, and I hate this digital world. You know, everyone lives on the Internet. Your best friend lives in Xinjiang, China, you know. It's like, the hell with that, you know. It's like, I want my I have seen so many people around me, Andy, being twisted off and perverted by this digital world. They get a computer, they start emailing and texting. This is back in the early days. And we'll be back, folks, and we'll continue this. If you want to call, give us a call. Both our best intentions, I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. We can't run circles, tell the morons. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. We're missing for the sun. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, LTD at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now.
Okay, folks. I guess we'll go ahead and break in. I know we've got another caller here. Once again, this is, I guess you could call it a live show. You know, I don't like to do replays. I don't like replays. Sam told me that Steve, you know, when I called in, he told me Steve wasn't going to be here. Totally unprepared. My friend Andy is here, you know, hanging on with me. We're just talking about what we see in reality, you know. And unfortunately, in today's world, like, you know, people, you know, we've been waiting for what's coming for a long time, you know. People have been preparing for, you know, Y2K, you know, et cetera, you know. We've been preparing for this, but we all know it's getting closer. The control is getting tighter. I hate to sound so dire and, you know, everything else, you know, on a Sunday morning when everyone's getting ready to go to church, you know, and go down and have your mind control done, in my opinion. Like I said, I know who I am inside myself. I don't need anyone or a book telling me who I am, although I have read a lot of books, which has unfortunately brought me to the understanding that I have throughout history. Be it religion, government, you know, everything else, you know, I have read a lot of books. And there's a lot of books out there that I wish I could get, but you know, there aren't bookstores anymore. You know, I can't go online and order a book. A few friends have ordered books and sent them to me, and thank y'all out there. You know, Lynn in Maryland, one of them, you know, gives me a little bit better understanding of what's going on. You know, if I had access to the internet, because I can't go to a bookstore anymore because they aren't here anymore. If I had access to the internet, I would probably be broke right now and be, you know, living in, you know, on the street, because all my money would be spent on books, reading, the technocratic tyranny, Vicki Davis, you know, the technocratic tyranny, you know, Technology Rising, all these books, you know. I wish I could. Some of them I have read. There's a whole lot more that I do want to read, but you know, I do have a very analytical mind, which is why I wanted to be a research scientist. I grew up in nature. I watch. You know, it's like I knew where deer bedded down. I knew where deer traveled. I could follow a scrape line. Following a deer. I knew when the blue catfish were going to be spawning. I knew when the flathead catfish were going to be spawning. Well, they call them yellow cats in some places. I knew when the crappie would be biting. I knew what they liked to eat. You know, every time I went out hunting or fishing, I generally came back with something. And guess what? I didn't just take it as a trophy. I took it as a challenge. You know, that's been my life. And I see things, I understand things, pattern recognition, yes. I understand patterns very well. And I understand patterns very well because I've read enough and I've listened and I've watched and I've perceived the environment around me. And yes, pattern recognition, I'm very good at that. And unfortunately, that makes for a very uncomfortable life. If you know, something's going to happen. We all know it's getting closer. And I hate to be this dire on a Sunday morning, which I've been here for eight and a half years. Well, coming up on 9 years almost, I think. I think July 4th. Was Steve and I's. Yeah, was Steve and I's first show was July 4th. And since I've been on air, I've never come out here and tried to stuff your butt full of cotton candy. I've come on and I've told y'all we're in a lot of trouble. Andy, you have anything to say? I understand we have another caller, but yeah. What do you want to start off with?
We'll get to the caller, but let me go here with you. Okay, first and foremost, yeah, Alan, he is what he says he is. He's an analog man in a digital world. And you know what? I am too, to a certain extent. I've given way. I have a cell phone. Oh my God, I have a smartphone. But I don't use it for, I'm not posting everything that I do on Facebook. I'm not posting it on Instagram. I'm not posting it on X. I'm not doing any of that stuff. What I use it for is a radio. So it's almost like having a transistor radio. And you got a plug in and you got your earpiece in and you're listening to the radio. That's almost what I use this thing for. So, yeah, we've been destroyed.
I'm old enough to remember when transistor radios first came into play. I can remember going to the swimming pool on the air base in San Angelo, Texas at Goodfellow Air Force Base. And all the young guys there, that they had, all of a sudden they had transistor radios and we could listen to the devil rock and roll music, you know, around the pool, because all these guys, you know, they had transistor radios. Oh my God! It wasn't just this. It wasn't this great big piece of furniture in your house. It was this little transistor radio that they could take with them anywhere they wanted to and listen to the radio.
So Alan, let's reminisce for a minute. Anybody who's over 50, you're somewhere in that neighborhood. You saw the entire transition. You saw black and white TVs go to color. You saw cable come in. You saw
Andy, my grandfather was born in 1895. He saw it go from horse and buggies to cars to trains,
yes,
to planes, to rockets and everything. And my grandfather told me one time, he said, I've probably seen more changes than any other generation. And if my grandfather was alive today, he'd say, oh, my God, this is freaking insane with the Internet coming in and smartphones. My grandfather, every time I go down to see him, I expect him to jump out of his grave and say, what the hell is wrong with you people? What are you doing to yourselves?
No.
Okay.
Let's
go on. We've got one caller, and I understand we have another caller. So, Sam, go ahead and throw the first person on. I forgot who it was. In California. Yeah, California.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah, how you been? Hey, you know, I heard you talking about the books there a minute ago. Do you read much Mark Twain?
I've read Samuel Clemens, yes.
Yeah, he's great. As a matter of fact, I'm calling you from out in San Francisco, and there was a book written about him about maybe 10 years ago, and it's called Black Fire, and it has to do with the Gold Rush days, and Mark Twain was out here during them, and the original Tom Sawyer was a San Francisco fireman that Sam Clemens knew, and so he wrote him into history by doing Tom Sawyer, and so if you get a chance to read that Black Fire book, you really learn a lot. But really, the reason I called too, have you ever heard the expression "making a slave out of an angel"?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens to nurses a lot. It happens to doctors a lot. It happens to people that are trying to do good. And there are people that are intentionally screwing things up so they make more work. You know, like polluters giving more cases of cancer. The factory owner speeds up the assembly line and injures more workers. The idea that the climate change deniers are creating worse weather, so they're forcing more home repairs. They're forcing more levees to be built because they don't clean up their pollution, and they're creating the hot oceans, which create bigger storms. So, this whole idea of slaves of angels comes into a real profound way that humans are going to have to move into the future. Are you going to be an angel, or are you going to be an ass-kisser to an ass-kisser?
Hey, my friend, I wanted to be a research scientist, and what I experienced, like I said, Robert Kennedy Jr. is not my God, But the book he wrote, the real Anthony Fauci, explains what happened to the scientific community. And he explains it, and that's what I experienced, my friend. Doing research, gaining, collecting data, and seeing the data in the final draft report being changed, which is what I would have loved to have done, what I would have been great at, I found out was just a cock of duty.
Hey, so Dave, can I ask you a question, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you mind? Okay, so you live in San Francisco. You've been there for how many years?
Oh, over 30.
30 years. Okay, so when you drive around San Francisco, places that you used to go, do you still go to them? Is it a hellhole like we're hearing?
Oh, of course not. We're the, fifth largest economy in the world?
You're not seeing any shanty towns. You're not seeing people pooping on the street. I understand that when Mao Zedong or whatever this guy is from. Well, yeah, no, you can. You're right. I'm not going to argue with you there. But what I'm saying is, I just watched a video of Oakland, which is just across the bay from you, and this was just a garbage can. This guy spent 2 hours. I watched a 2-hour video of him going through the slums of Oakland, and so San Francisco is nothing like that at all.
You realize how big Oakland is, right? Oakland is huge, and you could probably find a crappy part of town. When I was living in St. Louis as a kid, East St. Louis was run by the white people, right? But they knew that they were going to split, and so they milked the city for all its worth. Now, when I took financial management, they said that a city should never, ever, ever get more than 7% bond indebtedness. If you're going to have sewer bond issues, if you're going to have school bond issues, different things, never go over 7% of all of the money coming in on April 15th. Those white guys got it up to 40%, and then they let the black guys get elected. And then they said, ha-ha, see how they can't run a city. So
are you a white supremacist?
No, hell no. I'm saying that the bigot, in fact, the people that killed Martin Luther King, the money came from St. Louis. I've always wanted to know if Phyllis Schlafly or Rush Limbaugh knew where that money came from, because they were the people
Phyllis
from
Schlafly,
the bail
I can't. I've not heard. She died a while back, and Phyllis Schlafly was one of them good people that was fighting, taking you to go out and vote and everything. And yeah. And anyway,
She was making sure that blacks couldn't vote.
Yeah.
She was a bigot all the way. She was horrible. She was this thing, Slaves of Angels right now. You remember Texas about a year ago did this anti-abortion thing, right? But then they came up with a snitch law so that if you could get a bounty of $10,000 for snitching out a girl if she was even thinking about getting an abortion. So yep. The taxpayers have got to pay the $10,000, and it becomes like secret money, because a snitch is anonymous, right? So where does this $10,000 come from? That state of Texas has been milked for a solid year, and they're saying now that they're look up the rape rate in Texas since that law went into effect, and how many pregnancies now of raped kids are coming into fore, and that the city or the state of Texas is either going to have to pay for kids that people don't want, or they're going to have to pay for snitches. And so the state of Texas is stupid as rocks when you think about how they've been locked into slaves of angels.
California
slaves
is not too far behind us, my friend. Yeah,
slaves of angels.
Dave, I hate to do this, but we've got Sam whispered in my ear that we've got another caller.
Dave, I appreciate you, call
earlier in the show,
Dave,
next time and talk with us.
Hey, Dave, good call. I really enjoyed that call. Thank you.
I'm not cutting you off because I don't want to hear what you have to say. But we've got another caller, and this is a caller-oriented show. You, if you've been listening, you know that. And unfortunately, a lot of people call it the end of the show.
Thanks, Dave.
And
really,
man, I love all you RBN listeners. I love y'all. I really do. That's not just a four-letter word. It's not like, you know, the F word or the C word or anything else. I actually do love y'all. So, Dave, you know, we've only got a few minutes left here, and let's get on the, you know, we're going to have to jump to the next caller. I'm sorry. Okay, we got Lynn in Maryland, a friend of mine.
My sweetheart from Maryland. My sweetheart from Maryland. How are you doing, Lynn?
Well, you just made my day. I haven't called sweetheart in a long time. Thank you, Annie,
oh,
and I love you, and I love you, Alan. And I hope Steve's doing okay. We miss him, and I hope he's off doing something fun, like maybe fishing with his son.
I don't
something.
Know what Steve's doing. We all leave.
I don't either,
lives.
But just he's probably listening, maybe. And thank you to Sam. And also, happy birthday, Chance. Chance in West Virginia's birthday was last Sunday, and we sang him happy
64.
Birthday.
That was like 2 days. That was like 2 days ago. So you're giving Aunt.
Yeah, but 64, come on, that's a monument. That's a monument number, 64. Come on, Chance.
Yeah, I'll go back
happy
there.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chance.
You'll go back there. Oh, no, Lynn, you just revealed yourself.
That's okay. That's okay. I look like Grandma, too. That was the scary thing that I realized last week. But then it was cold.
Isn't that weird?
He's actually running, but God help us all. Earbuds. But this has been a great show. But remember the thing with earbuds, folks, because I know that as soon as you put those babies in your ear, and they may just be regular earbuds, but remember, they can also be reading your EEG. And
absolutely.
They can also be tweaking your EEG. How about that one? And they can say, but you can send it, even though you have no idea you can send it, but you're using them. Yeah. So, you know what? And there's where Alan's right. It is important to know ourselves. And then it's going to be important
absolutely.
To say, wait a minute, that's not me. You don't get to tweak my brain.
You can look in the mirror and do that, yeah.
Yeah, I can look in the mirror and go,
oh my God,
I turned into Grandma.
Hey, but you're the analog woman in an analog world. He's the analog man in the analog world. You're the analog woman. And so, yeah, no.
Yeah,
Lynn,
but I wasn't.
You're just off the charts. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you. Let me share something that happened yesterday. And I mean a lot of things, you know, and not to mention, do you realize the stupid people we deal with? Come on, think about it. Like,
screw the
mailbox into
the
post.
To the end
I can tell you how solid that post is because I put it in, okay? No. Now, it's been raining, right? The ground's wet. So the guy actually picks up the mailbox when I say, would you mind bringing me my mail out of that? There is mail in it and just sets it down on the ground. And then he takes the post and he rocks it back and forth and shakes it really hard. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with the post. Now it leans.
But
when I took mail out yesterday to mail RBN's check along with some others that were late, thank goodness, because I said, and throw out the bungee cord that's only being held now by a thread. And no, it was laying in the grass.
Where do you
and
live at?
Wait. Fortunately, before the guy, I went out to take that mail and get my mail out of the mailbox because clearly that guy wasn't going to bring it up. And he's smart. He knows everything. He was going to show me a 6-minute video about RFID chips. And after I said, I don't watch the internet. I don't look at screens. And he left the bungee cord in the grass. Thank God it went out. And I was like, look at that, and the bungee cord sitting there. But my mailbox has screws. But here's what happened yesterday. I was listening to Understanding the Times. And now I don't believe, I actually have a major problem with all religions. Now, I am a Christian, and I do believe in the Word of God.
All right. Okay? So
I'm not going to argue it. I'm just telling you where I stand. Now, and I know where everybody else stands, and that's okay. But Carl Tickrick was on there because he's written a book, and it had to do with transformational events. And I can tell you that's a key word in Christianity when it comes to all the modern Christians. They love that word. But he's using it because of, like, Burning Man festivals. And he brought up the thing about October 7th was a transformational event. But they went into a thing about Burning Man and how it was started by Eric Schmidt and went into this whole damn thing about technology and how powerful it is and how it goes into transhumanism. Now, I've been trying to tell this Jan Markell now for 3 years. She'll have Billy Crone on there, who's that pastor from Las Vegas, and how they're like, how bad all the technology is. It's like, I can't tell you the stacks of books I have, and Christian books, and how bad all of this is in transhumanism. But we're not telling you not to use it, because you have to use it to survive.
Lynn, you hear the music coming in, Lynn. We're at the end of our time.
Okay, I will let you go. You don't need to.
Lynn, I love you. My RBN family out there, I love all y'all. Dave, I wish I could have talked to you longer, but we're at the end of the time that we have to talk. You know, we could talk for months. Andy,
go for a minute. No, I'm happy. Thanks, gentlemen and ladies, for listening. Appreciate you.
Take care, my friends. Hopefully we'll be able to talk next week.
We're going to make the world work.
It's not really there. It's all on the screen. Makes me forget who I am. I'm an analog man. Yeah, I'm an analog man in a digital world. I'm going to get me an analog girl who loves me for what I am.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.